if you're missing the wisdom of God, you're missing the strategies God wants you to use to deal with the situations that you have to face in life.
Dr. Tony Evans says, until we decide to no longer live by human wisdom,
we'll be just like everybody else, floundering around, doing the best we can without any supernatural, heavenly sent insight.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. In woodworking, a craftsman applies a sealer to the wood in order to protect it from damage. The Bible tells us that God has sealed His believers with the Holy Spirit of promise. Today, Dr. Evans takes a look at what being sealed by God's Spirit means and how we can go about experiencing the benefits of that sealing. Let's join him as he begins.
I want to talk to you today about the name of the Holy Spirit, the seal. In Ephesians chapter 1, verses 13 and 14, we read these words, "In Him, you also, after listening to the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation, having also believed, you were sealed in Him with the Holy Spirit of promise." You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, "who is given as a pledge of our inheritance with a view to the redemption of God's own possession to the praise of His glory." Verse 13 calls the Holy Spirit the seal. Now, there are three concepts tied to the sealing presence of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer. One is that guarantees security. Two, it establishes ownership. And three, it is reflective of authority. Security, ownership, and authority. When a person is born into a family, that biological connection can never be undone because it's a birth issue. When you are born again, that spiritual connection can never be undone. I love the way that Paul talks about this permanency in the book of Romans, chapter 8, when he asked the question in verse 35, "who will separate us from the love of Christ?" And then he asked about tribulation, distress, persecution and famine, nakedness, peril or sword. He says, "in all these things," verse 37, "we are overwhelmingly conquerors through Him who loved us." He concludes in verse 39, "height nor depth nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." So if it's been created, it can't separate you once you've come to Jesus Christ. You can live with the assurance and the security of the seal. You have been sealed into the family of God. And nobody, not even you, nor the devil, can break the seal because God is the one who sealed you. Let's go a little bit further. In chapter 4, verse 30, "do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption." The Holy Spirit is sealed into the life of every believer. He's God's Holy Spirit, the third member of the Trinity. He says, "do not grieve Him." To grieve somebody is to make them sad. To grieve somebody is to make them unhappy. To grieve somebody is to make them cry. To grieve somebody is to bring that mournful atmosphere into their lives. Many a parent has been grieved by their child, what their child did, or been grieved by what their mate did, or what their mate said. They've been made sad. So the question is, what grieves the Holy Spirit? Well, look at verse 29. Let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, but only such a word as is good for edification, according to the need of the moment, so that it will give grace to those who hear. Go to now verse 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other, just as God in Christ also has forgiven you. So let me tell you what makes the Holy Spirit cry. What makes the Holy Spirit mourn? What makes the Holy Spirit sad? In all of these verses, and you can read verses 25 all the way through to the final verse of this chapter, verse 32. What grieves the Holy Spirit is when we use unkind words, have malicious thoughts, or bitter spirits. Unkind words, malicious thoughts, or bitter spirits. When those things are operating in the life of the believer, the Holy Spirit has been made sad. Psalm 109, verses 17 and 18 says, when you curse, not cuss, but curse, that is speak to a person's ruin. When you do that, you have created a boomerang, and he says, and it comes back on you. So when you go after somebody else and wish their ruin, you've actually invited that ruin upon yourself. Ah, that'll make you think twice about what you say, right? That's why we've got to make sure that we watch our mouths, that if we are concerned about our speech. When you go to the doctor, one of the first things he says is stick out your tongue. He's not just looking for things on your tongue. He knows that sticking out your tongue will indicate whether there are deeper things going on inside. And the way we speak to one another, the way husbands speak to wives speak to husbands, parents to children, saints to saints, races to races, even among Christians, it is showing by our tongue something much deeper is going on, and that is the Holy Spirit is grieved inside of us. He is grieved by bitterness. He goes on to say, where you intentionally carry around a bitter spirit, wrath, where you're seeking to hurt somebody else due to your anger, you slander people, you try to destroy them with your tongue, the absence of kindness, to be hard-hearted and cruel, mean-spirited, and to hold grudges. Now, this forgiveness doesn't mean you've reconciled. Reconciliation only comes when repentance is there. But you must forgive so that you can go on. Why? Because you do not want to have a grieved Holy Spirit locked up inside of you. Let me say that again. You don't want to have a grieved Holy Spirit sealed within you because you can't get rid of it. So every believer has the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is locked up inside of you. He is sealed. So when you grieve him, where is he going to express his grief? Inside of you. Because guess where he is? He's inside of you. How long is he inside of you? Till the day of redemption. So he's permanently inside of you, which means if you grieve the Holy Spirit on a regular basis, watch this now, you are going to be an unhappy Christian. Ah, you know why a lot of Christians are miserable? Because they got a mourning Holy Spirit operating within them. The Holy Spirit's crying every day. Have you ever seen a wife who cries every day, or a child who cries every day, mourns every day because of how their loved one speaks to them? Did you know that a lot of us are living with a crying Holy Spirit, a grieving Holy Spirit? Well, guess where the Holy Spirit is? He's combined with your human spirit. So if you have a grieving Holy Spirit connected with your human spirit, how do you think your soul is going to function? You're going to have a miserable soul. That's why you can be sitting next to a miserable saint or married to a miserable Christian, because they have a grieving, sad, unhappy Holy Spirit operating within them because of how they are functioning as a Christian. They're not being filled with the Spirit. They're not walking with the Spirit. And they are perpetually living in a spiritual ICU, intensive care unit, because of their spiritual condition. People want to know, how can you be saved and be this miserable, this much, for this long? Because by your tongue or your attitude or your actions, you got a Holy Ghost crying all the time. And if he's sad all the time, and I'm using human language of tears to express the grief, the sadness. So if he's sad and he's sealed in you, you're going to be sad. So you see, this Holy Spirit thing is not a small thing. Just the opposite is true, however. If you make him happy, you're going to be happy by your speech, by your attitude, by your kindness, by your forgiveness. Then he's smiling, your soul is smiling, so we can see a new grin on your face. That's really the joy of the Lord. It's when the Holy Spirit settles things down in your soul because he's comfortable with you.
Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's message in just a moment. The Bible tells us that spiritual transformation begins when God brings us into a new relationship with Christ. And Dr. Evans says it's the Holy Spirit who provides that enduring link to Christ, bringing us freedom and deliverance. That's why he's written a book examining the many ways God's Spirit works in us and for us. It's called The Power of the Holy Spirit's Names, and it goes hand in hand with today's message. We'd love for you to be one of the first to receive this powerful new book from Dr. Evans. So if you contact us to make a contribution to the ministry, we'll send you, as our thank you gift, the book, the companion DVD Bible study and workbook, and all 12 messages from the two-volume audio series we've been hearing from today called The Names of the Holy Spirit. Just visit us at tonyevans.org to make your online donation and request. But don't wait. This special Holy Spirit package will only be available for a few more days. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Or call our Resource Center day or night at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will come back with more of today's lesson right after this.
In a world dealing with multiple pandemics and clashes, Dr. Tony Evans says we need more than ever to find ways to express kindness to one another. He talks about his Kindness in the Culture initiative.
You are to show kindness to someone who needs a kind act done. You do the act of kindness, you pray for the person, you share the good news of the gospel with them. And if we can get millions of people doing that, we can change the atmosphere.
Dr. Evans is making it even easier to take your act of kindness one step further by making available to you for a gift of any amount a copy of his Hope for the Hurting book and Bible study, allowing you to share them with someone in need.
This will give them the comfort of God as they deal with the struggles of life. If you agree that the world is too mean and that kindness needs to be something that becomes normal in the culture, ask for your copy of Hope for the Hurting to encourage someone else.
Visit tonyevans.org today to take advantage of this special Hope for the Hurting kindness offer. In order to maximize the impact of this campaign, only one offer is available per person and only while supplies last. Find out more and make your request today at tonyevans.org.
It's time for Kindness in the Culture.
To take advantage of Tony's special Hope for the Hurting Kindness in the Culture offer, we ask that you include a minimum gift of $5 to help defray shipping and handling. Find out more at tonyevans.org. And now back to our message.
So, one other thing then. What is the work that the Holy Spirit wants to do in your life. Ephesians chapter 1 again. After talking about the Holy Spirit, Paul says, I pray, because prayer is the way you engage the Holy Spirit, that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, riches of the glory of the inheritance of the saints. And you notice, he wants you to know the inheritance of the saints, okay? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him. He's not talking about learning more Bible verses. He's talking about that you will experience this. That's why he says that your eyes may be open. See, you can look at things and not see things clearly. That's why you need the revelation and the wisdom and the manifestation of the experiential knowledge of God. That is, seeing God experientially working based on his word in your life through the indwelling work of the Holy Spirit who has sealed you. You see, if you're missing the wisdom of God, you're missing the strategies God wants you to use to deal with the situations that you have to face in life. But if the Holy Spirit is grieved, then he's not free to express it, so you won't get the knowledge. Look, all Christians don't know God to the same degree. Now, all Christians have a basic knowledge of God because they've responded to the gospel. But I'm sure you would agree all Christians are not on the same spiritual level until we decide to no longer live by human wisdom, that is man's approach, but to utilize the indwelling seal, because he's already there, locked up, tied up, bound up inside of you and me and us who are believers in Christ. Until we decide to utilize that, we'll be just like everybody else, floundering around, you know, doing the best we can without any supernatural, heavenly sent insight. In Psalm 103, verse 7, it says, Israel saw the acts of God, but Moses saw the ways of God. Moses saw the ways of God, Israel only the acts. Israel saw what God did. Moses saw God's ways. He saw why God did it. He got more information. He was the only one who walked up to the mountain face to face with God. See, depends on where you want to be. You want to be with the Israel crowd? Oh, you'll see what God does, but you won't be given any inside information. You'll just be on the periphery. Oh, yeah, God did that. But you don't know why he did it. You weren't part of the process of him doing it. You don't know what you're supposed to do with it once he did it. You won't be in on any of that information because you've not pursued the knowledge of God based on his word while depending on the Spirit by keeping him happy inside of you, being full of him, consulting him, talking to him, praying to him, seeking him, inviting him. Then you will begin to see what God can do. You have the Spirit of God. You're no longer to be dependent upon your own human ingenuity. My son Jonathan, when he was in college, he would breed pit bulls. I don't know where he got this idea of breeding pit bulls, but he would breed pit bulls. One day, he brought 3 pit bulls home with him from college. His college was about an hour and 40 minutes away, and he brought 3 pit bulls home. Well, we weren't about to let these pit bulls in our house. Outside of our backyard is a little lamppost. We said, look, you tie those leashes on that flagpole because they're not coming. These pit bulls are not coming in this house. Now, if you know anything about pit bulls, they got big heads. Pit bulls have huge heads. Well, he went out one day preparing to take his pit bulls for a walk. But they had wrapped themselves around the post. Over the night, they had walked around, and now they were all tied up. So he had to unwrap them. But to unwrap them, he had to pull them back the opposite way from where they had gone around and tied themselves up. But as he tried to pull them back, they kept pulling forward because forward looked like the natural way to go to get free, because that's the way that God tied up. He had to pull them back the other way, but they resisted because what did I tell you about pit bulls? They got big heads. And with the big head, they thought they knew what to do. The Bible calls it leaning to your own understanding. They, with their big heads, insisted on going their own way because they did not have the full knowledge of Jonathan's ability to understand their predicament, pull them the right way, even though it felt like the wrong way, in order to unwrap them, in order to set them free from their way they had entangled themselves up. Too many Christians are pit bulls in their heads. We got big heads. That is, we think we know more than we know. Our heads are too big because it's full of human wisdom. What people think, what scholars think, what all the influences media thinks, what education thinks. We want to know what everybody else thinks, and we don't even want to know, or we find out way late, what God says and what God thinks, and we keep wrapping ourselves around the pole, and even when God brings things in our lives to pull us back the other way, our heads are so big with human wisdom and not the knowledge of the one who can unwrap us from all the things that's got us tied up, and we live lives of misery even though we belong to the owner. You belong to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is sealed within you. God wants to unfold knowledge of himself to you, but only as you walk in dependency on the Spirit that you already have.
Dr. Tony Evans will come back in just a moment to tell us how we can get a down payment on eternal life. But first, if you'd like to receive a full-length copy of today's message to review in its entirety or to share with a friend or family member, you can find it at tonyevans.org. Even better, today's message is included in the complete 2-volume, 12-lesson collection from Tony's study, The Names of the Holy Spirit. And the entire series is available to you on CD or digital download as our gift when you make a contribution in support of the Urban Alternatives Ministry. Right now, for a limited time, we're packaging the audio collection along with a copy of Tony's just-released book and companion Bible study, The Power of the Holy Spirit's Names. All you need to do is request the entire Holy Spirit package when you make a donation. It's easy to do. There's a link right on our homepage for this special offer. So make a point of visiting us today at tonyevans.org to make the arrangements, or call our 24-hour resource center at 1-800-800-3222. And let one of our team members help you. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. Just as oxygen is vital for your physical body, your spiritual life needs to be filled with the breath of God in order to exist and thrive. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will look at what people need to do in order to breathe in the life-giving presence of God. Right now, though, he's back with this important place we each need to start in our spiritual walk.
You want to experience a down payment? You want an engagement ring? A down payment on eternal life. He'll give you the down payment now because he'll give you the Spirit now. How do you get it? Doesn't cost you a thing. You don't have to buy it. He's giving the Spirit away. If you come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, if you come to Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation, if you go to the cross right now and say, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner, I need a Savior, and I trust you now to come into my life, forgive me of my personal sin, and give me the eternal life you promised. If you believe in him for that right now, he will save you, deposit the Holy Spirit within you, so that you will get a little bit of heaven now as a down payment of a lot of heaven later.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by the Urban Alternative, made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.